Hi everyone. Welcome back to Jedi Guys and Jedi. As you probably have seen from either the title of this episode or whatever artwork Chris comes up with for the episode, we are going on hiatus as of now. And I know this is a bit of a sudden announcement, but after discussing things with Chris, this is something that is personally best for me. For those of you who don't know, I am a caregiver. On top of work, like my normal job, I am also a caregiver for my stepmom, who has late stage cancer, and my dad, who is a disabled alcoholic currently in rehab. And between taking care of the two of them and work, I have a lot on my plate right now. Especially things have taken a turn in the last month. Things are not going well. And it's also come at a time where I have decided to also switch careers. I am actively job hunting and I am going to be stepping away from being a journalist. Even though I have been doing it for 10 years and I love it, it's something that's just not viable. And so I've already started the process of leaving Collider, and I will be staying with Kiki Waffle because it is mine and Candace and Arzu's baby, and I want to continue. I haven't been able to help Candace and Arzu in the way I've been wanting to, so I'm staying with the Kiki Waffle. And I'm also going to be staying with Dorkside. I'm just not sure of the capacity because currently I run it. And depending on what kind of job I get will determine whether or not I can continue to be a site expert or if I need to step down to being a writer. But I love Fansided as a company. Fansided's the parent company of Dorkside. And I love them so much. And my bosses are excellent. The company's just a really good site. And I really enjoy working for them, and my bosses have been nothing but kind and supportive through this, and I have decided to stay with their company. I just will probably more than likely be stepping down. But that's it. I'm staying with Collider not Collider. I'm staying with Dorkside and the Geeky Waffle, and I'm stepping away from everything else. And so between switching careers and things not going very well at home, with taking care of my relatives, I just was looking at things, and Jedi Guys and Jedi is the easiest thing to put on hold between all my projects that I work on. And to be honest, I haven't really been at the forefront of Jedi Guys and Jedis, especially the last few months, to be perfectly honest about that. I mean, we just wrapped up Mando Season 3, and I've just been in such a survival mode this year that I don't really remember our discussions. I don't really remember even the episodes of what we talked about, or because I had to, watch things so fast at like 1.5 speed because that was the time permitted to me, or I just didn't observe the conversations, and that's not fair to the wonderful guests that we had on. That's not fair to Chris. That's not fair to you guys as listeners that I haven't been very here lately with Jay Guys. And I love Jay Guys. Like, we're 2 episodes away from our 400th episode, and like, I know what it looks like in my mind, but I know the guests that I want to invite back because we want to invite guests back to talk about Star Wars. And like, I have all these ideas planned from having like recent guests on, like Charles and Colton and Robin, to repeated guests like Allie from Knights of Ren and Bucho and Robbie. And then like, even like long term, like one off guests that we had, like Candace and Arzu and Suara from the Middle Geeks and Brad and Sarah from Friends of the Force and like old Tutu Freaks friends like Dario and like let's have Gene the podcast machine on an episode. And I just haven't had time to plan any of this or schedule it or anything. And what you haven't seen behind the scenes is how many times, especially in the last 6-7 months, this year especially, I've had to, like, write Chris and be like, I can't record tonight. I haven't done the outline. I haven't had time to do the outline because everything's just so fucking crazy right now. And that's not fair to him. Because there have been times where we had to move episodes to, like, the day before publishing, and he had to slap it together, and that's not fair to Chris. Like, he has a lot of stuff going on in his own life as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what's happening with me. Things have been really hard, and they haven't been very easy, and this has been a very difficult year for me, personally. So, where are we going from here? We are, like I said, this is not the end of Jay Guys and Jedi. We are just taking a hiatus. What I plan on doing, and this will probably be the first time that Chris hears about this too, is I definitely need to focus personally on the next few weeks. That's when we have some major things like doctor visits and my dad's coming home and stuff like that to kind of readjust. And so in a few weeks, I will have a better idea of going forward and what going forward will look like. So then I can then in turn make a better life plan. And hopefully, you know, I've been applying for jobs like crazy too, and I'll hopefully have a job and then I can figure out like work-life balance. So I'm tentatively shooting for beginning of February to return. But I don't want to make that, like, a hard date, because I just don't know what the next few weeks will bring us. I don't know what the next few weeks is going to be for my family and what it's going to look like. And, yeah. But I am very thankful that I'm very thankful that I have such a great co-podcaster in Chris. He has been nothing but supportive. He's been nothing but flexible. And very just open and willing to, on a dime, just change last minute because of everything going on with me. I hope everybody has a Chris in their life. Because he is just one of my greatest friends. And I adore doing this show with him. And I miss him when we don't do the show. Like, I don't like taking hiatuses like this because I miss chatting and hanging out with my friend. You know, like, that was probably the hardest thing about going from weekly to biweekly is that I didn't get to talk to Chris every week, and that, you know, that makes me sad, and especially because, like, Skeleton Crew is going on, and we are both loving Skeleton Crew. Maybe, like, because if it doesn't involve an outline, maybe we could do, like, a quick, like, 0.5 shoot the shit episode when Skeleton Crew wraps, because we've both been loving the show so much. Like, Chris has just been such a wonderful person in my corner. He's been so supportive of me throughout all of this, and the two of us have kind of had a tough little run of it lately. So I just need a breather. And I don't want people to, like, worry. Like, I have a very good support system. I know I give him shit all the time here on the show, but Charles has been, as my co-podcaster for another show, like, he's really been very supportive of and here in my corner as well lately too, and I love talking with all of you, and I miss not doing the show. I miss not doing Jedi Guys and Jedi. I miss not being here. I have 3 boxes of Cheez-Its. Like, they were on sale, and I bought, like, 3 boxes of Cheez-Its that are just sitting here, and I only eat Cheez-Its when I podcast, so we can't be gone too long, because one of the boxes is already open, and that'd be sad if they went stale. So, you know, you gotta look on the bright side. After I have a few weeks of kind of seeing where things are in the next few weeks, then I'm gonna kind of reevaluate where we are, and going from there. Keep an eye on, I would say, socials. We're on Blue Sky now, and, of course, our our Discord, which is free to join. I think there's a link in the show notes. I'm pretty sure there's a link in the short show notes. And yeah, on the Two True Freaks website, you can just pull that up and go there and listen to the podcast and stuff. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know what was going on and why we are going on hiatus and what was going on with me. Because sometimes life sucks and you need a break, you know. There's that great line from Steven Universe, which is sometimes you just need to know when to bail. And right now, I kind of gotta bail. I gotta take care of me right now, and I gotta take care of my family. And I'm just not in a place to be here, which sucks, because I do love being here. I love being here very much. I love singing weekly, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Gene, and hiring our, like, Dirty Yoda, and hanging out with my friend Chris, and hearing all of you and getting your feedback. And yeah, so I'm gonna miss you guys in the next few weeks, but I just have to take care of things. But just know that I love you very much. Thank you for 9 years, because don't forget what I said in the Dragon Con episode. I can't count. This is our 9th year. Year 10 is 2026, and we gotta get to year 10, you know. We gotta get to our 10th anniversary and get up to that point. And yeah, 10 years of us, that's so weird. Bless the person who has started from the beginning, who listened to all of our episodes and are binging them. So, you know, Charles would never. He started with Resistance. Sorry, I had to throw Charles under the bus one time on an episode. So, I love you all very much. And thank you for listening to Jay Guys and Jedi. And also, Chris, thank you for being such a good friend. You are such a wonderful friend, Chris. And I adore you. I adore podcasting with you. And maybe we can slip in like a little post-Skeleton Crew kind of binge fest together. We'll see. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye.